SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, voters in the UK react to a Labour landslide victory. Newly independent Senator Fatima Payman is warmly welcomed in Western Australia. And in tennis, Wimbledon defending champion Carlos Alcaraz and world number one Jannik Sinner advance to the fourth round. With the latest SBS News, I'm Kira Hain. Brits are reacting after Labour's election win has now ended 14 years of Conservative government. With all but one seat declared, Labour has won 412 seats of the 650-seat parliament, while the Tories have lost 252 seats, to be left with just 121. Voters have had mixed reactions to Prime Minister Keir Starmer's incoming Labour government.
Well, see, he has been doing some great work in this last 14 years, being in the opposite side. And I think he's doing great for this immigration and the students. And I'm thinking he's great, yeah.
I'm not really a fan of Labour. I think their policies are sort of backwards. I voted Reform.
And this time, first time in my life, I could not make up my mind who to vote. So I decided not to vote this year.
Meanwhile, outgoing Finance Minister Jeremy Hunt has reflected on the loss for the Conservatives.
I think we now have to take our time to have a period of reflection. And we need to have the honesty, humility and courage to ask ourselves why we have lost the trust of the British people, because that is the first step to winning it back. And the scale of our defeat, the scale of Labour's victory shows that the British people trusted them more than us, and we've got to be honest with ourselves about that.
Indigenous communities across New South Wales may be able to see a doctor more easily under a multi-million dollar funding injection for new clinics and housing for health workers. The $33.7 million boost for 10 Indigenous health infrastructure projects was announced by federal and state Indigenous ministers in Adelaide. The plan, announced at a joint Council on Closing the Gap meeting, will now see new clinics built, existing ones renovated, and the construction of housing for health workers across regional New South Wales. The funding announcement comes ahead of NAIDOC Week, the annual celebration and recognition of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture and history. Newly independent Senator Fatima Payman has been welcomed back to Western Australia by her supporters after resigning from the Labour Party.
Ready to serve them as an independent voice, to be their voice in Canberra. This is honestly the most humbling experience, and I totally wasn't expecting it. I'm lost for words.
The Senator left the Labour Party after senior party leaders, including Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, chose to suspend her from the caucus after she crossed the Senate floor to support the recognition of a Palestinian state. The Senator has repeatedly condemned Israel's invasion and bombardment of Gaza as a genocide and has called on the government to do more to advocate on behalf of the Palestinian people. Greens leader Adam Bandt told The Guardian he believes Ms. Payman is brave.
I think it's a very courageous move from her, and I think you can see even that it is being done on a matter of principle, and in particular around the government's backing of the invasion of Gaza. And I think there's been a growing groundswell amongst the community, and indeed I think across the parliament as well, from people saying, yes, something needs to shift. And I think just judging by her own words, that's a recognition of that, a recognition of what a lot of people in the community are feeling.
The body of a woman has been found at a waste management facility in Melbourne's north. Workers made the grim discovery while moving green waste at the site on Cooper Street in Epping on Wednesday. Homicide squad detectives are investigating the suspicious death and are waiting on the results of a post-mortem examination before formally identifying her. And in tennis, defending champion Carlos Alcaraz was stretched to the limit on the way to the Wimbledon fourth round, while world number one Yannick Skinner, his likely semi-final opponent, advanced in ominous fashion today. Play ended in late afternoon on most courts as rain swept southwest London, but the significant action, including wins for women's second seed Coco Gauff and British favourite Emma Raducanu, went ahead under the centre court and court one roofs. The 21-year-old Alcaraz, bidding for his fourth Grand Slam title, ran into inspired American Francis Tiafoe in a repeat of their thrilling semi-final from the 2022 US Open. The two players traded blows in a match sprinkled with spectacular exchanges, but Alcaraz eventually triumphed 5-7, 6-2, 4-6, 7-6, 6-2. Meanwhile, a clinical Sinner ran riot against Serbia's Mijomir Kecmanović, winning 6-1, 6-4, 6-2. He says he's happy with how his play has improved on grass surfaces.
Be very kind with the grass and something positive will happen, so... You know, in the beginning I was struggling a lot, but every year I feel like, you know, I am improving, so let's see what I can do this year. But, you know, being happy on the court is the most important. And again, thanks everyone for staying and see you in the next round.
Kira Hain, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.